Americans don't sleep very well, and sometimes even the experts ignore good sleep habits. Take Mayor Krieger's experience this week at the National Institutes of Health.
Believe it or not, this was a conference on insomnia. They made us get up at 6:45 in the morning, and so all of us were actually pretty tired, especially if you come from further west and you also have a bit of jet lag.
Grogginess aside, Mayor Krieger and his colleagues concluded that most of the sleep remedies Americans use don't work. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It used to be that insomnia was considered just a symptom of another disorder, sometimes depression, sometimes painful conditions such as arthritis. But that thinking has changed. Researchers who study insomnia drafted a new consensus this week.
It's saying that insomnia is a real disorder. It clearly has a life of its own, and it has to be treated as such over a long-term basis.
That's Thomas Roth. He traveled to the National Institutes of Health conference this week from Michigan. He directs sleep research at the Henry Ford Hospital. He says recognizing insomnia as a serious long-term condition should lead to better treatments. Right now, what most people do when insomnia strikes is knock it out with an over-the-counter antihistamine, things like Tylenol PM or Somanex, drugs that are intended for occasional use.
The danger here is that nearly 10 million Americans are taking these over-the-counter compounds on a nightly or nearly every night basis to help with their sleep.
That's Nalaka Gunaratne. He runs a sleep clinic at the University of Pennsylvania. He says what concerns him most about antihistamine pills is their day-after hangover effect.
They can impair thinking and balance, and this is especially concerning in older adults. Older adults are some of the largest consumers of these compounds to help improve sleep.
So here's where the treatment of insomnia gets tricky. Over-the-counter options are lousy, and it turns out that many prescription pills are no better. Valium has a lot of the same side effects, and many doctors won't prescribe it. Pharmacy audits show the number one drug prescribed for insomnia today is a class of sedating antidepressants. One called trazodone is the most popular. But it turns out that doctors may need to rethink this treatment, too. Research reviewed at the NIH conference suggests that antidepressants are no more effective than sugar pills in getting people to sleep better. Here's Thomas Roth.
Overall, the sedating antidepressants are not better than placebo in the trials that have been done to date. Why did a lot of the pharmacy benefit groups keep saying, well, use trazodone, when we just heard today it doesn't work? Why? Because it's cheap.
Cost may be getting in the way of access to the newest class of insomnia drugs, often called hypnotics. The latest one, put on the market just a few months ago, is called Lunesta. It's the first drug approved by the FDA for long-term treatment of insomnia. Sonia Ancoli Israel is a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Diego. She says these drugs are better studied and have fewer side effects.
There are now data to show that they can be used long-term, and that's been a major factor in the hesitation of many physicians to use the sedative hypnotics.
Even as drugs improve, insomnia experts say a good doc won't put someone on pills right away. Mayor Krieger heads the Sleep Disorder Center at St. Boniface Research Center. He says the first step is to ask some simple but very personal questions about the patient's bedroom. Is it dark enough? Is it quiet? And perhaps most importantly, does your spouse or sleeping partner snore or move around all night?
Bed partners can actually have a huge impact on how a person sleeps. And sometimes the solution to somebody's sleep problem is to sleep in a separate bed or in a separate bedroom.
So environment plays a huge role in sleep. And our 24/7 culture even invades the bedroom with cable modems and TVs. Researchers say nobody's proven that modern society disrupts natural sleep patterns. But the panel recommends that researchers try to figure it out. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.